inspired, motivated, and excited. So nice to meet you all.
Can everybody hear me now? Okay. I don't have headphones, so I had my microphone turned down all the way. I am a university librarian, and I'm actually the distance learning librarian. So a lot with the online classes and with the also the classes that are the hybrid, having more. So very interested in any new or even not so new types of online learning. And I'm very, very interested in the collaborative aspect. That's about it.
Hey there. Sorry, I had my mic on mute. It's nice to meet y'all. I'm Nate Otto. I graduated from university a couple years ago. Been trying to continue my learning through these sort of open classes. And thanks to Stan for telling me what's going on. Seems like it'll be a good fun one. I have a little bit of interest in the open education movement and something called free schools, which is like an anarchist style education movement where it's non-hierarchical. And so this sort of collaborative learning field is right up my alley. I really like using wikis for learning, and I like a model where you create a textbook through a class rather than starting out with a textbook and an authority and things like that. I think creating an artifact through learning really helps reinforce it. So anyway, I'm excited to get started, and thanks for offering the class.
You are now unmuted.
Hi, can you hear me? Hello?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. I'm a little worried about, Beth said she's going to listen to the recording later. Okay. Hi, I'm Jennifer Farrell, and I live in Japan. How did I come here? Well, Steve invited me. I'm really interested in CSCL and access and I guess a lot of things that are happening on the internet today, and I'm doing a PhD at OISE, and I guess you could say the focus of my research is on something to do with CSCL. I'm writing a paper now on, sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I'm writing a paper now on self-organizing social systems on the internet, so virtual communities, which actually I think that this our community that we're forming right now could be considered one. I'm kind of sure. Yes, thank you, Joe, for typing. Should I be typing too? I mean, I could just text instead of talking and somebody else typing for me.
Well, we're just trying out, but I think if voice doesn't work out, we could revert to text, but I think there is something nice about hearing people's voices.
That's true. There's the human
even
aspect.
Even if you hear an echo.
Oh, do I have an echo?
You have a crazy echo.
Well, I just tried my microphone. It wouldn't, I couldn't hear anything. My headphones, I could only hear through the speakers on my computer, even though I plugged in the USB. So I don't know what's going on there. Anyway.
It's okay. I'll just mute you when not talking. So.
Okay. Sorry. Anyway, this is way off topic. I'm really glad to be here. I'm really glad that we're all doing this kind of spontaneous, and we're coming together with no money involved, just a bunch of people who are really, really interested in a topic, and freely and getting together some interesting ideas of our own and focusing on the research that's been done in the field. And this is my first time to be in an open education course, and I'm really excited about it. I really think this is the way of the future. Finished. Over and out.
Joe, yeah. I'm a student in the Open University, where I'm working on a PhD related to computer-supported collaborative learning of mathematics, and I'm engaged with the planetmath.org website, where I'm on the board of directors, and interested in adding problem solving support to that. If it seems like I'm an authority, perhaps I am on a few things, but let's see. Yeah, I don't know. So, not on everything. Anyway, okay, whatever.
Hi. Dean, can you guys hear me? So, my name's Caroline Ruff. I am currently a seventh grade public education teacher in Oregon. I went to University of Oregon, Nate, who's also in this group. We actually ended up taking a class that was kind of focused on education and talked a lot about commons and statistics. It was really interesting for me, and I've been pretty much engrossed in being a first-year teacher and haven't had as much time as I would like to do, professional development kind of things, focused more on collaborative or computer-supported collaborative learning. But it's a huge point of interest for me. Coincidentally, I'm losing my job this year due to budget cuts, so I'm going to have time to be thinking about how CSCL, things like that, could really help me in the future, and see if maybe it's kind of a different way I want to take my education career, maybe going into secondary or higher ed, doing some stuff, researching and working in this kind of field. So I'm really excited to be a part of this group. Pretty much what I got. Our class